Let's head to the news line this morning. Joining us, it is Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar. He plans all the fun for us. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, I am absolutely in charge of all fun that happens everywhere. You're correct. Glad to see I'm finally getting noticed.
Well, you know, it's taken a while, Jonathan, but, you know, we appreciate your fun planning.
No, working up to it for sure. And it's, despite the weather, we're still going to have a good weekend of events and lots happening as per usual.
Okay, so get us started. What's happening this weekend?
Yeah, tonight, well, first of all, tonight is the first Friday, but it may be stick to a couple galleries and stay warm as much as you can in downtown of Manitou Springs. But I do want to talk about the hot chocolate hop that is part of First Friday tonight.
Are you kidding?
It looks from 5 to 8 p.m.
So fun.
It's sort of a perfect timed event to stay warm. But various locations throughout downtown Colorado Springs, you can sign up to get dessert tasting and art walk at a dozen downtown venues. You will present your chocolate passport once you acquire that at participating galleries and venues to receive treats, free art experiences, and chances to win some downtown gift cards as well. So that will be downtown this evening, a bit of a winter wonderland,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Tonight. And then as we get into the weekend, we'll start off tomorrow from noon to 5 p.m. at Kreuzer Gallery in downtown Colorado Springs. They'll have Oleo, which is a monthly pop-up event highlighting unique makers, vintage artists, bakers, and more. So it'll be flowers, pastries, candles, live art, jewelry, poetry, all sorts of shenanigans at Kreuzer Gallery for Oleo. Tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. at Ivy Wild is Science Riot, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like, Renee. They give scientists a crash course in comedy and then throw them on stage to perform stand-up for hundreds of science enthusiasts.
I love it.
So a fun combination of science and humor for Science Riot tomorrow night at 8. On Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., the Ent Center is hosting A Far Cry, which is a Grammy-nominated self-conducted string orchestra that has developed a distinct approach to music making. They'll be energetic, joyful, and have a really active live performance. So if you're looking for something to do on Tuesday night, A Far Cry is a good opportunity. Fountain Community Theater has opened Give 'em Hell, Harry. It's a one-man show where Patrick Neal gives a history and life experience of former President Harry S. Truman. Before he was in office, during the time he was in office, and of course after he was president as well. That's a fun little show at Fountain Community Theater. And then last but certainly not least, and the weather is a good indicator of this, the Cripple Creek Ice Festival gets rolling this weekend and next weekend, where the theme this year is Carver's Choice. So, of course, ice sculptors will carve ice into beautiful works of art. It's the 13th year, by the way, of the Ice Festival. But Carver's Choice, because they get to pick, and visitors will be allowed to vote for their favorite sculptor. And all ballots, when you vote, will be part of a grand prize drawing for a stay-and-play weekend in Cripple Creek. But, of course, it's more than just the ice carving. The Butte Theater will have several movie showings going on. Cripple Creek District Museum, the Old Homestead House, Outlaws and Lawmen Jail Museum, all open and ready to explore. And this sounds like the most entertaining part to me, a kids' ice slide, Renee.
Oh, fun.
Sounds fun.
Is it just for kids or can adults,
Yeah, that's my question. And let me know if you do find out.
If I don't end up in jail, then yes. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it would definitely bring a helmet maybe for an ice slide. I don't know if you're ready to go for that. But yeah, the Cripple Creek Ice Festival this weekend and next weekend in Cripple Creek.
So that sounds fun.
Get up in the mountains and get some of that that mountain air.
Perfect. And of course, they can go to the website, see all of the upcoming events.
Yep, peakradar.com has details about what I just talked about, plus more if nothing struck your fancy from what I just mentioned.
Yes, lots of stuff to do this weekend. That hot chocolate thing tonight, yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, your chocolate passport, I'm down with that. Totally down
perfect.
With that.
We've got at least one more person participating.
You go. Well, Jonathan, you have an amazing weekend. Happy weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds great, Renee. You too.
Thanks so much. 842 KRDO News Radio.